Ladies and gentlemen, I am the bandit, and I'm back. MGTOW, that is. Men going their own way. You know, a lot of people have a lot to say about MGTOW men. You know, they say we don't know how to get women, and we don't like women, and it's there's something wrong with us, and we just don't know how to talk to women. I'm here to tell you, I don't really give a damn about what nobody think. I don't care about how women think. I don't care what they want. And I'm to the point where now I don't care what they need. I just don't. Because nothing that comes out of a woman's mind today, and particularly black women's mouth, is that they don't need me. They're strong, they're independent, they're more educated, they got the jobs, they make the money. So my thing, young black males, because that's what I'm talking to. I'm not talking to the old black males, even though I am old. In my late 40s. I'm going to tell the young black men, since they don't need you, go your own way. Build up your equity. Build your resources up. Concentrate on you. If you're going to go spend money, spend it on yourself. Save your money. Don't go out here trying to prove something to these women. They don't care. They're going, think about it. I mean, what are black women doing as a group? What are they doing? They finding any opportunity to tear the black man down. They won't work with him. He can't say anything. He can't tell them what's good for them. No. It's all chaotic. If it ain't something stupid and ignorant, they don't want to have nothing to do with it. If you on your purpose, you got your own home, your own vehicles, you have your own bank accounts, you ain't in debt, to them, you are boring. And guess what? I'm trying to tell you to not give a damn. So what? She don't like you. So what? What are you going to lose? You got so many men out here worrying about, do she like me? I'm trying to score. First of all, if you got everything going the way you want it to go, all that'll come. See, the problem is, black men, you're competing for the same woman. You're turning into women. See, we already know black women, they're competing for the same men. 80 to 90% of the black women are competing for 10 to 15% of the men in this country, black men. And because we're raised by them, now we're trying to compete for the Instagram model, the girl in OnlyFans. This girl over here who twerks, and that girl over here is a music video, or that girl. We're doing the same thing that they do. That's not our nature to do that. It's not in our nature to want a woman that some other man knocked up, or some other man is laying with. That's not in our nature to want that. We want our own legacy. Men by nature want his own, not somebody else's. So now the average black man is running around with a mentality like a black woman. But the man, a man who have learned his lesson, who have learned his lesson, me, now I live a pretty straight life. Got my own place, vehicles, bank accounts, no debt. I owe nobody. And to those worthless strags of women, I'm now considered boring, not exciting. And my home is clean. Everything is in its place. I have order. They don't like that. Chaotic women do not like order. They don't like authority. They don't like to be agreeable. They are combative. They're like mischief. They bring nothing to the table but strife. And that's what you young men, that's what y'all are going for. These girls are dressed with these tight clothes on where they can't even breathe. Shorts all up there behind, their butt cheeks hanging all out. But they say that we're sexual objectifying them. You can't go on TikTok or Facebook or any of these apps and not see a black woman on there making a foul of herself. And then get mad when somebody comment or somebody in their DM, they're going to get mad talking about you thirsty. And be the first ones to accuse you of sexual accusations. I'm telling men to walk away from that. That's why I'm a MGTOW man. I'm not a MGTOW man because I hate women. It's in our nature to pair a bond with somebody. We're not meant as a human species to walk alone. We weren't meant for that. I have three baby mothers. I've tried three times. Married my youngest son, mother. Was married to her for almost 10 years until she decided she had to go find herself. And now she's being ran through. It's just a fact. Every time I look up, my ex-wife got a new boyfriend. That's her life, though. It's not mine. I'm raising our son by myself. He'll be 18 years old this year, people. I've done my job and doing my job. By myself. I don't have no woman in my house. I'm still maintaining. Like I said, my whole house is a man cave. The whole house. Everything is paid. Everything is in order. And if I ever had decided to deal with a woman again, she's going to be in order. And she's going to be under my instructions. If not, there won't be no relationship. Because I'm not going to be led by a woman ever again. I was raised by women. It's not fun finding out that you was never a man. It's not fun when you have to change your whole life to become what you should already have been. It's not fun. And a lot of these young boys growing up, they have no idea what a man is. They don't find that out until they late 20s or mid 30s, and sometimes like me until they like 39 years old. I'm not 39 now. I'm in my late 40s now. But I didn't become a true man until I was 39 years old. I'm talking about spiritually and mentally a man, knowing my purpose. because I was always guided by the females in my family. No man nowhere. That's tragic, man. That is tragic. So this video is for young men. And if young women, young girls, if you listen to my video, understand something. Keep your knees together. Keep your legs closed. Your value is in how you hold yourself. Because my son going to be 18 this year. And I'm pretty sure my son, he want a family just like any other man would want a family and have a wife. And I would want my son to be with a woman who can control herself and hold herself. Because once you get ran through, it's over for you. Let me say it again. Once you get ran through, it's over for you. Everybody ain't going to be Sierra. Everybody ain't going to get those results. Every time I turn around, I hear a black woman talking about Sierra. These black women are not getting those results. They kid and pretend with themselves. They play pretend with themselves so they can feel good. It's not real. Just like the hair on their head and the makeup on their face. And them things they put on their eyelashes, whatever that crap is. It's as fake as that stuff they, all those filters. It's as fake as that. I'm the MGTOW bandit. I'm proud to be MGTOW. I'm proud to go my own way. I'm proud that I have control over my life. I'm proud. It feels really good. It's exciting to me. I wake up in the morning. I don't have nobody looking at me mean and cross-eyed. I ain't got to put up with an attitude. Listen to this. Peace and quiet. I can think. I can make moves. I don't have nobody in the way trying to mess up my mind. No. And men, I'm trying to get you on that page. When you get to yourself and find out who you are as a man, and you're comfortable being a man, and you don't need nobody to defy you, define you as a man, that's when true happiness happens. You get filled with joy. Every time a woman diss you, and you look at her, and she got a weave all the way down to her toenails, and these doggone, what you call these things, that every time she blink, you being fanned at the same time every time she blink. And stupid makeup all over their face. And booty shorts all over their cheeks all hanging out. And they private is showing through their clothes. You just look at them and just shake your head like, and keep right on rolling. Keep right on rolling. I don't see a lot of, I watch YouTube sometimes, try to get a little information. I listen to a lot of commentators. But I don't hear nobody pushing MGTOW no more. Except for Hammerhand. Hammerhand is really stuck to the guns. But I don't hear these men really pushing MGTOW the way it should be pushed. I think the women has infiltrated the MGTOW structure, the philosophy of MGTOW, and what it truly means to be MGTOW. I'm going my own way. Solo. I'm making money. I got peace of mind. I got my bed to myself. I don't have nobody plotting on me or trying to do something to me. I don't have to worry about no what she doing or is she doing this? No. I'm strictly focused on my purpose. And it feels damn good. Any man want to focus on his purpose and get where he need to get in life and not make the mistakes I made? I'm going to say it like this and I'm off this video. MGTOW is the only way to go. Stay focused, man. Stay focused. Bandit is out.